You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ5. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ5. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have our very special guest. She's always on the show because she has a podcast on our show. It's an amazing podcast. She works with high-performance people, and she works with leadership coaching, and she helps people in their personal and in their business growth. She's an amazing individual with a lot of common knowledge and wisdom to share with the world. And she also is part of our podcast community. Today, she's going to talk about living in your brilliance and what that means and how we actually can do it and how it will have such an impact on our daily lives and help us to grow and become better versions of ourselves. Nicola, it's an amazing opportunity to talk to you again. I love when you come on the show. You have so much great knowledge to share. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and let's talk about living in your brilliance and tell us exactly what that means.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Stacey. It's great to see you again. In addition to what you just shared in terms of what I do, I work with women to help redefine themselves. I do work with women in leadership, entrepreneurs, educators, creatives, all walks of life to help women redefine themselves and gain new perspectives on what they've accomplished in their life and what the next steps could be. So today, yeah, I'd love to discuss with you about coming home to your brilliance as a woman. And this isn't like a magic spell that gets cast upon you because you happen to have, you know, accomplished certain things in your life. Being in your brilliance is really no longer living everyone else's story. It's about living your story. And it could be like a moment of burnout where you get a whisper of intuition come in where like, I can't keep doing this anymore. And this whisper gets bigger and bigger of helping you make a change. And this is not a breakdown that you're having. It's the beginning of your brilliance. This is the turning point of you actually saying, you know what? I need to live my own story now. I can't live the way everyone else has groomed me and expects me to be. And I'm going to be deeply, unapologetically myself.
Yes. Yes. I, you know, I love the fact that, you know, we can, you know, teach ourselves to be unapologetically ourselves, because I feel like even in my own life, it took me a long time to get there. And, you know, for years, I was always pleasing others, trying to do the right thing and, you know, being, you know, what other people wanted me to be rather than being who I wanted to be. And when I finally got to that point in my life where I was living life in my own brilliance and I was actually becoming my authentic self and being the person I wanted to be. Boy, what a difference. It was like being freed from prison. It was just an amazing feeling. What made you so passionate about the topic about living in your own brilliance? Did you have your own personal experience where, you ha went from one extreme where you weren't living in your own brilliance and then you actually achieved it and you saw a miraculous change in your own life?
I did, and unfortunately, it took a split up of a relationship and a divorce for me to find it. I didn't realize I was living someone else's. I was living vicariously through my partner's dreams and what they wanted, and even though my partner really wasn't telling me, no, you can't do this or that, I'd taken it on that it was all about him. I mean, it was so bizarre, really. When I turned 50, I was, I think 50 is a big turning point for many women. I decided that I couldn't do this anymore. I was depressed. I didn't feel myself. And so through the breakup that we had, I spent quite a lot of time on my own, a couple of years actually, really looking at what I wanted. And that included finances, who I was, what I'd done in the past, what I loved doing. Really looking at people in my life who I didn't want to surround myself with anymore. So I'm really listening to my inner compass. That's why I've got a compass on the back screen here, because compasses are so important to me. It was really trusting that I had something to offer. I wanted to share that with the world. And so I had to really find my own brilliance before I could then help other women do the same. And once I started to, I saw the potential in me, and what I could accomplish. And I'm like, how can I help other women do this? Because this is really magnificent. But I had to go through that discombobulation first to get there.
Now, how does it actually work? Like when you talk about living in your own brilliance, what was like the first steps that you had to do? Like, because it sounds so wonderful, but it's difficult and it takes a lot of steps. And so, how do you do it? Explain to people how they could actually have the feeling of living in their own brilliance.
There's a few things to look out for. I mean, it's basically the first step is recognizing that you're living someone else's story. You're not living your own story. Whose story have I been living? Whose version of success have I been chasing? And whose voice is living rent-free in my head right now? So whose voice are you listening to? And most of the time, we find ourselves just trying to fit in rather than belonging. And what are you trying to fit into that's really not a fit for you? And I have to say, actually, for me too, and money was part of this change for me, because I'd gone through a split up, financially looking for independence. Money became also a motivating factor, but in a way that I wanted to create wealth in alignment with what I believed in. So values came up. So it's like, whose story was I following? And then what were my values and how could I align those with creating wealth? So it's about getting quiet with yourself and really listening to what is going on and trusting that there are going to be times where you have seasons of stillness and then you have seasons of blooming. And when there's stillness, you have to rest. Don't be afraid to rest. It's like a time to retreat and let go and do that inner work. You don't have to be go, 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 go all the time to be achieving. Those periods of stillness are what give you the inroad to your brilliance. Now there's a lot more, but we can discuss that bit first.
I think that's a great idea because I see so many people go nonstop, boom, 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 and that leads to burnout. That leads to happiness. That leads to just wanting to give up and not really reach your full potential because you're so tired of what you're doing, because you're not renewing yourself, that you're not even in it for the full haul, like you want, like you started out to be, because you don't give yourself that time to renew. And your body, I feel, gives you the it tells you, I hear the little voices, I feel the little symptoms in my body. Like I can tell when my body is telling me it's time to rest. Wait till tomorrow to do that. Take some time off. You need a few days. And so many of us don't listen, and we feel so obligated to have to continue to do. And that's the worst thing we can do for us, I think.
It is, and we're not creating space. And that's one of the first things I did was to create space for myself. I literally hold myself up in my friend's guest house. And I stayed there. And it was like being in the cave, literally, to really work on myself and look at stopping and look at the season of stillness, as I called it, that was giving me this chance to connect. And it's really interesting because, sometimes we go and go and go because we're trying to generate income, we're trying to generate success. That's not listening to your brilliance. That's you being in a very reactive, fear-based mode. And when you step more into trusting and taking the space, even though it can be worrying for sure, trusting the space, it's really interesting what starts to happen. Finances start to flow, unexpected income can come in. It's not you walking away from everything you've done. You're just giving yourself space. So that's part of your brilliance. And it's no longer needing to control the hustle or dominating the hustle. It's being present, it's being clear, it's being soft and comfortable with yourself.
I like that. I like that. I feel like you need to feel comfortable within yourself. You need to be able to feel happy in that, feel that joy, and feel like you're in the right pair of shoes. You're not, so many of us, we don't figure out what shoes really fit us until later on. And it's funny when you said that you didn't realize till your 50s. That's when I actually started to realize in my early 50s. It just hit me all of a sudden. And I just, I became a different person. And I got to tell you too, some people around me were not happy with the new version of me, but I was happy with the new version of me.
Yeah, this is what happens. This is what changes. And I noticed that too. In my situation, I think people were more surprised about who I was becoming. But, as we've talked about setting boundaries, saying no, and then using what you have within you, because your brilliance isn't about ego, as you found out when you were 50. It's about being of service. And when you use that service that's within you to uplift, guide, and inspire others, your brilliance becomes just this ripple effect to everybody else. So when you're making this change, whether you're 30, 40, 50, however old you are, your brilliance is a ripple effect when you own it to support others too. It's very fulfilling, as you said, uplifting. You love it. It's empowering. And it also helps others. It's not your ego. It's about being of service and your brilliance.
I find too, if you're capable of knocking away that ego, if you're able to be vulnerable and to be able to, I was speaking with somebody and it was so true. When they finally were able to say, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I did, it, when you knock down that wall and you knock down, that ego, and you can be vulnerable and open and you can be honest and accept your mistakes. We were talking about mistakes right before we started when we were talking about brilliance. And it be, you become a better person, you become a stronger person, you become vulnerable in a good way, and people see the real you. They see the beauty in you. They see that brilliance. They see, the person who is standing in front of them, the actual person. And I feel that it's so important to be able to live in your own brilliance. Now, many people are probably saying, well, that sounds great, but how do I do it? Like it's, what are some simple ways, because there's a lot of steps to it, but what are some simple ways people could start to learn how to live in their own brilliance?
Well, I think for a lot of women, there's a need to feel safe. And oftentimes we look for external ways in our environment to feel safe through a partner, home, family, which is, and it's important to have that. But really, your safe space is you. So starting out with, in your brilliance, becoming your safe space. Stop betraying your need to keep the peace with everyone else. Stop abandoning yourself for validation from others and really treat yourself with the reverence that you treat others. Quite often I see with women, they're so respectful and loving of others, but they really just don't have much self-love for themselves. And they really kind of beat themselves up. So make sure your inner dialogue with yourself is kinder. When you make a decision, it's more anchored. It's not all scattered or wishy-washy. Really protect yourself because the most powerful relationship you have is with you. And this is how stepping into your own safe space. I have a client right now who's she's in her mid-30s and she's craving safety because she didn't have it when she was a kid. And so she's constantly looking for safety through relationship, external validation. And this fear is like paralyzing her if she just cannot at the moment become her own safe space. So I'm really working with her on how to do that. And it's taking baby steps to observe when you reach out for validation from someone, like, oh, do you really think I look nice? Or do you really agree with what I'm doing? Look out for those things because what you're saying is, you don't believe in yourself. You don't trust your own decisions about you, and you're relying on others to make the decision for you.
Stepping into your own brilliance, just go, just that alone, and you could come in not following others and being you is it sounds very fearful, not having to rely on others, but just to rely on yourself. That alone is a scary feeling for many, many women. And not having a partner, maybe not relying on their family, not having that stepping stone in the back, that's scary. And I think that's what many times you find women, they stay in relationships, they stay in their same living environment, they don't change because of that fear within. How do you break that fear?
I mean, I've personally had to walk the walk and talk the talk by breaking up in relationships, being single, being independent. Sadly, most of my family have passed away. I don't have kids. I mean, I have a fabulous sister and niece, and I have very good female friends. But suddenly I found myself, whoa, hang on a minute. Right, where is everyone? I'm on my own. I'm here. And it is, you're right. It can be scary, but at the same time, on the flip side of it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcatz5. Just go to Indeed.com/podcatz5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast5. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm not saying that I want everyone else not to have family around them, and that's not what this is about. But you do find a strength in yourself that you didn't know you had, and you might fall apart for a few days and be upset and worried and nervous, and you might, but then you have to pull it together. You mm-hmm. have to get it together. And it's interesting where you find that strength from, and usually it's because life is pushing you. We're not punishing you here. We're helping you to become who you are. And as you take those baby steps of trusting it, realizing you're not on your own, that you mm-hmm. have friends around you, you have coworkers, you know, you might spend more time with your neighbors. You start to connect with people in a new way, and you find parts of yourself that you didn't know you had. And that's right. Brilliance. But yeah, you're right. You might have a few days where like, oh my goodness, this is just really hard. Why am I being punished, and why me? And, you know, going into in mode of it. But you're not being punished. You're being helped to really step into your brilliance and that beautiful place of feeling empowered. You know, brilliance isn't a destination at all. It is definitely a journey, but it's also a devotion.
Yes.
It's a daily practice of coming back to yourself.
Every person I know that has had to rely on themselves and let go of others, they always got through it. You know, it was hard in the beginning, but as long as they, you know, it built resilience and it built determination, you know, and if they really wanted to be somebody, if they really wanted a better life for themselves, they had it. They got it because they were determined to get it. They created goals in their head. They set goals. And they didn't stop until they reached it, and they did it.
That's a really good point that you bring up, and I'd actually forgotten that piece for myself, where when things were changing fast and rapidly, to keep myself focused, I was setting goals. I would not allow myself to go into a victim mindset. Mm-hmm. Allow myself. I mean, I might get a little bit of fear, then I'd use it to motivate myself. Mm-hmm. This is what I encourage my clients to do, is like setting activities, tasks, goals that keep you busy, that distract you away from the fear-based piece. And put that attention on what you want to accomplish. You notice that you're not spending so much time in that fear, and you realize that there's no point spending time in that fear because it's not going to get you anywhere. It is more point of spending in the positive and aligning with your goals and what you want to accomplish. And that's how you do it. It's amazing the shift in your brain and mindset as you do that.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I love that. Now, when you start to fall into your own brilliance and you start taking these steps and you start moving forward, you know, what were some of the things, you know, some of the things that you found that changed in your life that were so dramatic, but so positive once you were able to do it?
That's a good question. I feel that just really naturally working and connecting with women, and really a deeper sense of empathy and compassion with what women were going through started to really reveal itself. Being able to talk at a level that was more connected started to show up. I wasn't afraid to make statements that were kind of pretty shocking, been shocking to me in the past. And I really just didn't take any more nonsense, you know. I started to be able to see through things and see a reality and beyond illusion.
Yes. And it's funny, everything you said I could relate to.
Yeah.
And that was the same, yes, the same things that happened to you that you just shared happened to me as well. And it creates a different person, but it creates a better person. And it's wonderful to be able to feel like that, you know, especially if you've been living in someone else's world and someone else's dream, and you've been confining to other people's, you know, way of living instead of your own. It's an amazing feeling once you could let go of all that and become you.
Yes, you know, and standing up in your gifts without apology because you really believe in it. I mean, once you've been through a difficult situation, any of us, you know, anyone listening will know this, you know, whatever trauma or difficult situation you've been through, yes, sometimes it can paralyze you for a while, but ultimately at the end of it, you gain a strength and empowerment and a confidence, help, maybe coaching, therapy, however that goes. And you come out of it in a way that you wouldn't have expected before.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you really love to emphasize on today's conversation?
I just think standing up in your own story, you know, really redefining where you're at in terms of your values and what you believe in. And really just understanding that your brilliance is your service and using that to for yourself to uplift you, but also to understand that it has a ripple effect on others. And you might think, oh well, who am I? You know, and you might be at the office and with your coworkers and maybe you don't get to connect with too many people, but even a smile or an encouraging word, you truly feel it for yourself, will have a ripple effect on someone. And really becoming a safe space for yourself, that's really important. You know, safety is there, it's within you, and you can create it for yourself.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Now you have an amazing masterclass event coming up, and can you share with everybody? Because I was totally blown away with all the different things that you're going to be teaching women, and I just would love to hear more about it. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you so much. This is a Redefine Yourself 6-month masterclass for women, whether in leadership, entrepreneurs, mothers, women from all walks of life. If you're feeling stuck and at a crossroads, if you've worked really hard, you've been achieving some success and accomplishing some success, and your life kind of looks great on paper, but deep down, you know there's more. This Redefine Yourself masterclass is going to help you break free from some of that self-doubt that you might be having, and the outdated, outmoded definitions of success, so you can create a life, and business if you want, that fully aligns with your purpose. So it's great for women who are looking for more alignment in their life and their career, not just surface level success. They want more clarity on the next level, maybe prioritizing more self-discovery, like we've been talking about. Your emotional wellness, the impact this wellness has on your life, and how you can make changes. And really just women who are ready to own their power. And you know, the master class is every month for 6 months, and you're going to get 5 hours of coaching during that month and one meditation group as well that you can join for inner reflection. 4 hours are going to be group coaching, 1 hour is going to be one-on-one coaching with me. You're going to get the chance to really meet a community of, you know, like-spirited women and, you know, come away with it with a transformation where you've got crystal clear clarity, right, on your personal self and professional self, learning to work smarter, not harder, daily powerful tools for transformation to break free from old patterns and really just develop a deeper confidence in yourself and self-belief and reconnect with what truly matters to you. So, you know, it's a commitment and it's one which I encourage women to, once you commit, it's cost effective, it's doable, and it's a wonderful investment in yourself that's going to last you for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, where can people sign up for this?
Okay, so if you go to, let me just pull up, the Redefine Yourself Masterclass.com, you will get the chance to read about the class, book a discovery call with me. We'll do a 30-minute free call. I want to make sure this is a fit for you. I want to find out about your goals, your perspectives, what you're looking for, what you've done that's worked, what hasn't worked, so I get a clear picture. We'll do a discovery call, and then you can book the masterclass with me there and then if you want. And it's limited to 12 spots because I want to work very closely with these women in the group to make sure you complete this masterclass in a way that really excites you and you get a lot from it. And so 12 is like my number. So spaces are limited.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podkatz5. Just go to Indeed.com/podkatz5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podkatz5. Just go to Indeed.com/podkatz5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I love it. Oh, sounds so exciting. I love it. You
Thank you.
know, it's amazing, but these master classes could change lives. I've been in classes and I've come out a new person. It's amazing. And what I liked is that the classes that I've taken in the past, they were small classes like yours. So by the time I finished, I actually re developed relationships with the girls in the class along with the instructor. I was, the coach who was doing it, and then all the people inside. It was funny, but because we were all like-minded individuals, as soon as we met, we were able to share stories. We were able to open up to each other, and just by doing that alone, we connected so well. And it was funny because there was always, no matter how different we were in personality, there was something that just brought us all together. And we were able, when we left, it was like we were a family. It was an amazing feeling. And we kept in touch. We actually, because we were all over the United States, we have a WhatsApp, and we still talk on the WhatsApp. And that was like over a year ago. And we still share, and we see each other on social networks. And and what I learned there was just amazing. Sometimes you get little revelations from these master classes. And not only do you learn a lot of information, but sometimes things just pop, and things that you didn't realize, all of a sudden you realize there are certain things in your life that need to be changed, or you realize something about yourself that you never realized before. But those things have huge impacts because you walk away as a new person with a new plan, a new destiny, and you start to feel great because now you know where you're headed, and now you know that who what that brilliance for yourself is, and you actually know you have a very good idea of what pair of shoes you need to buy for yourself and how you're going to fit into those shoes. And it's an amazing feeling. So I love when people do master classes like yours because it's so important. Because I've been in classes where there's been hundreds of people and you don't really get much. You can say hello to people. You can, you get to talk to people during the lunch break or the dinner break or the cocktail break. But after you walk away, you walk away with a notebook full of notes. And you lose contact with these people if you made any contact. And you come away with a few things, but when you have such a small group, wow, what a difference. You become family. You've learned from each other, you grow with each other, and that defines you just in itself because you become you share things and there a little piece of everybody walks away with you. And it's such an amazing feeling. I just wanted to share that because I know the
Thank
difference.
you. Yeah, thank you so much. I've been in groups too, and I'm still in touch with them 3 or 4 years later through LinkedIn, for example. We all support each other in social media. I'm like, you go, that's amazing, and you really do support women at that level, because you're excited for them because you know them. And of course, Stacey, you're going to be one of our expert speakers during the 6 months, so everyone's going to get your knowledge and experience to help them carve out that destiny that they're looking for, and how you did it, which I'm really excited about because I know your story is incredibly powerful, and the experience and success that you've accomplished over the years, I want women to hear about too in the group. And I feel that. You said the larger groups, I get it. Sometimes larger groups are fine for the basics, and that's great. But in my world, I really want to bring that detail to these women. And like doing your interviews on the podcast, you'll say to me, well, how do you do that? And when does that work? And women have that curiosity. So I want to show women how to, and then lead them by the hand to achieve it and take full on notice and commitment to them to make sure they get to where they want to be. Because I've walked the walk, I've been there, I know what it takes. And using that experience, I want to help others do the same. So I'm excited to have you on board. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We're
Thank you
lucky
so
to have
much.
you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited about it. When you asked me to be one of the speakers, I was just blown away. I'm very excited to speak because I feel that I could really help people because I've been through so much in life and everybody has a story. See, I tell everybody that as soon as I start talking because I don't want people to think, poor me, poor her, Everybody has a story, but the question is, how do we move forward? How do we not let ourselves get stuck? How do we still overcome the crisis, rise above the crisis? How do we overcome our obstacles? How do we make our dreams a reality? Because we all have dreams, and everybody can make a dream a reality. It's just learning how, and just we all have that inner strength inside of us. We all have what it takes. It's really understanding. How do we really connect with ourselves, understand who we are, bring the beauty from within outside, and we start glowing and make that energy really positive and strong so we can grow and become the person we've always wanted to become?
Yes, no, I love that. And I, as we've said over the last few podcasts we've been doing, women have somewhat forgotten parts of themselves because of society's rules, and women are now waking up to that. And I think this is an ideal time with where we are at in the world, politics aside, country and what's going on here. There's so much change in lots of different countries, and I think this is a time, as we've discussed, for women to really step up to the changes that are happening and know that they're part of the change and not to sit there and watch it happen. You are the fabric of society. You women give birth, they bring children into the world. We're incredible as women, and it's time to celebrate that, but in our own way, our own fashion, and how we want to make that work. And there's thousands of women now setting up their own businesses, for example, because they don't want to go into corporate world because it doesn't match their value system.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Well, this has been amazing. I love our conversation today. Tell everybody once again where they can find you again.
So you can find me at nicolasalter.com. And you can set up a discovery call there with me if you want to meet. I'm very happy to sit with you with a discovery call to find out what you would like to accomplish in your life. And you can reach me on social media or social media under Nicola Salter. And you can also DM me there. So, I'd love to hear from you.
Well, this has been amazing. I really enjoyed this conversation, and I am very much looking forward to your masterclass, and I'm really excited about it. As you can see, I'm very, very excited about it. And you are just an amazing individual, and I really look forward to your next podcast and working with you, and helping others. That's why we're here, to help other women grow and become the people they've always wanted to be, And I really give you kudos because you're doing such a fabulous job already, and you have so much ahead and so much more to give. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey. I love seeing you today. Thank you for everything. You're amazing. I'll see you soon.
You're welcome. See you soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ5. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.